Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, September 22nd, 2025, and we have a great mix of media and journalism headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Gold loses steam after Fed uncertainty on rate cut trajectory breeds caution. Gold remained in losing territory as investors remained concerned about the future trajectory of Fed rate cuts. The precious metal was also dampened by the current gains in the value of the USD because a strong dollar makes it more costly for buyers holding other currencies to purchase gold. Other precious metals like palladium, silver, and platinum have also made significant gains in the wake of the Fed rate reduction. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. can count on these tailwinds to support their operations and efforts to attract investors. Rocks and Stocks is a specialized communications platform delivering deep insights into the mining industry, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public.
State Roundup. Moore gets warning from Trump on key bridge costs, day practices. Local media weigh in on Kimmel suspension. BWI contract employees protest safety concerns. The Trump administration warned Maryland Governor Wes Moore about concerns over the budget and unconstitutional DEI practices for the Francis Scott Key Bridge. BWI Marshall Airport service workers filed a complaint citing exposure to human waste and heat stress. Local media giant Sinclair says ABC's suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live is not enough. Lawmakers demand accountability from Governor Moore amid troubling audits. Moore announces an apprenticeship plan to address teacher shortage. Maryland joins a multi-state coalition to counter Trump's vaccine policies. Governor Moore and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin find common ground. Maryland's internet policy example is debated in Maine. Legislation to reduce Baltimore housing costs moves forward. Community questions MCPS ICE protocols. Patrick Vincenti joins Harford co-executive race. Repetter McLean Delaney focuses on protecting farmers and battling cuts to food and healthcare. Maryland lawmakers see Kimmel suspension as threat to free speech. Maryland lawmakers, including Repetter Johnny Olszewski and Repetter Jamie Raskin, have criticized ABC's suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live as a threat to free speech. They argue that such actions represent censorship and an attack on freedom of the press. In response, Senator Chris Van Hollen and other Democrats have introduced the No Political Enemies Act to protect freedom of speech. President Trump and FCC Chairman Brendan Carr have expressed support for ABC's decision, prompting concerns about potential censorship of critical voices. Democratic lawmakers warn against selective enforcement of policies for political purposes, emphasizing the importance of defending free speech in America.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.